Now, back to one of our other stories more locally here in the south of England. Plans to cut children's services in Hampshire could backfire, according to campaigners. The county council wants to reduce spending by £8.5 million. But our next guest says the savings could be wiped out if more children end up in foster homes and council care as a result. Chris Kidd is from the New Forest Partnership Board, and he joins me on the show now. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Julian.
Good to see you. Thank you for coming in today.
No, thank you.
So for people who are new to this story, just remind me and then what this proposal means.
So Hampshire County Council currently having to make savings of about 80 million, and as part of that, 22.5 million is coming out of children's services. One of the proposals on the table at the moment is for 8.5 million to be cut from children's centres and the early help hub. So about 40-45 children's centres would be closed, leaving one per district across Hampshire. And the early help hub, which is like early intervention of social services, is going to be cut by 60%. So these are quite big changes to the children's care system.
And just explain, I mean, the end of the day, this is about children and about youngsters, and that's the real part of the story. But in terms of the finance side of it, why do you think this actually could land up costing more?
It's about how that early intervention is preventing the more serious needs for care. And you've got people like the National Audit Office saying that it's 35 grand a year for a child in foster care. Hampshire actually say it's closer to 50. The Audit Office say if you put a child into residential care, it's about 135 grand a year. Well, you only need 60 children to go into residential care across the whole of Hampshire, and suddenly the whole of that 8.5 million is gone. So from my point of view, I think the cut is too deep and too quick. And so I want to challenge Councillor Manns and others to consider, where do we meet in the middle? So we keep some of those care. We understand we're in a time of austerity, difficult decisions being made, but actually those cuts are going to go wrong.
Well, you mentioned Councillor Keith Manns there. He's Executive Lead Member for Children's Services at Hampshire County Council. We caught up with him in Winchester and asked him if more children could end up in care as a result of these cuts. This is what he had to say to BBC Radio Solent.
Local authority care is expensive, but actually our experience shows that, if anything, the opposite is true, that during the period that we had a lot of children's centres, we also had an increase in the number of children in care. And more recently, that number has sort of levelled off somewhat. And we think it's because of the sort of care that we hope to give as a result of these new arrangements. This is a proper consultation exercise. We want people to come forward with constructive suggestions. We have to work together to ensure that whilst we have to make savings because our government grant was cut, they're made in a way that minimises the effect on the front line and specifically focuses on those families in real need.
So Keith Mann's saying it's a proper consultation and he wants to hear what people, including you, think. So what do you say to him this morning?
I think that's great. I would say that the consultation at the moment is skewed massively towards people who have very high levels of literacy. As you go and read the consultation, you have to read two pages of A4 close text before you get to question one. And a lot of these targeted families that I work with as a professional youth worker day in, day out, that the children's centres and early help hub we're working with just won't do that. And so I think actually there are real challenges about how their voices are heard. And there's real challenges about the numbers that just don't quite stack up. So early help hub sees 2,500 children per quarter. If I take the children's centres in the New Forest alone, which I chair the board for, they're seeing about 4,000 different children every year.
That's
through
a lot of children,
different things.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got an 87% access rate to families. You cut that down, you cut 60% of that, there will be children missing in that who will then have to go into care. I agree that children's services have seen an increase in terms of care in the last few months, but that's because there's more people reporting. That's because we're trying to stop them doing that. It's plateaued, but actually it's going to peak again if we're not preventing those families, and you can't deal with that on a 40% staff rate.
And there's a protest this morning, am I right in saying?
It's a protest at the Lyndhurst Community Centre, so 9:30 to 11:30 is one of their consultation drop-in sessions where some of the officers from the council will be answering questions. Great opportunity for you to come along and find out more and to make your own mind up as to to what you feel, but a number of people are getting together through the Save Our Children Centre campaign to come and protest and share our voice.
Chris, thank you for joining us on the show this morning. Keep me posted.
Thank you very much.
Kidd is from the New Forest Partnership Board, and that, as he says, well, it's a drop-in, let's be frank, a drop-in session today in Lyndhurst at 9:30, but some of the people going will be protesting.